And we are in Espejos de Aztlán, and this afternoon we are having as our guest Dr. Veronica Garcia, Executive Director of New Mexico Voices for Children, and Amber Wallin, Director of Kids Count. And we are talking about childhood in New Mexico, particularly because this month we celebrate Children's Day in several countries, and we are wondering if there is anything to celebrate in our New Mexico state. My question before was about what's the situation of our majority Hispanic children.
You know, first of all, I'd say that we believe, and I think we all agree on this, that children, all children, should have plenty of opportunities to thrive and to succeed, no matter where they live, how much money their parents make, or the color of their skin. But something that people don't like to talk about often is that, unfortunately, in New Mexico, children of color, especially Hispanic children, face higher hurdles that they have to jump to succeed, and they face serious challenges at much greater rates than many of their peers. And so Hispanic children are more likely to live in poverty. They're less likely to have health insurance, less likely to be able to get early care services, and they're more likely to go to bed hungry. And so these disparities, these racial and ethnic disparities, really show that we have to act deliberately to address these.
In New Mexico, we are talking about the majority of children when you are saying that. Mm-hmm. One of the numbers in your report, it was 146,000 children.
59% of our children are Hispanic, and that was in 2014. We are ahead of the rest of the nation. You know, the whole nation is moving towards a greater percentage of children being Hispanic. But if we were to look at 0 to age 21, we're almost above 70%. Mm-hmm. If you look at that age group. And so to not, and all children, as Amber said, we want to invest in all children. If we look at also Native American children, they're not faring well either. But if we look at this large majority of children who are dropping out of high school, who are more likely to have teen pregnancy, most likely to be hungry, most likely to be homeless, and we could go on all the bad lists, it doesn't bode well for the state when you consider what a large percentage of the population it is. So it behooves us to pay attention to opportunity and to equity, which means as we look at our funding dollars, we need to look at high need and how we invest our dollars and invest in our children.